So, are you a prayer leader? Or are you the type of a person who says, I have a prayer team, I have prayer support? That even Moses had. He had people pray with him. He had leaders. He had elders. But finally, it is Moses to go back to God. He is the one who saw the burning bush. Is he that God talked to? Is he that God called? He finally has to go to God in his own, on his own, and listen to God, talk to God. So I think it's important to understand that you should be having people praying with you, praying for you. But it's important that you pray. I'm kind of reading a biography of one of the reformers, not in church, but in industry, that was called Lord Ashley Shaftesbury. He lived in the 19th century in Britain. And I keep reading the biography, how he talked to God, how he desperately went to God. Or you may have people praying with you, and that's important as a leader. But you must know that you yourself must meet God one-on-one. Mundu kwangai, God and man talking to each other. I think it's important to ask, how much time do you allocate for prayer, for reading God's word, for meeting God? And when you go to God, are you frank with him? Do you listen to what he is saying?